header on the top banner. Once again, here's Pat Kreitlow.
It makes me now get to go wonder how many Rolling Stone songs I have on my phone. Did we get your guilty pleasure song that you wouldn't want people to know is on your phone?
I thought we were saving that for later.
Well, we'll play it with Evan next time he's on, but I didn't want to admit to him. I'll admit to all of you that there is one Kelly Clarkson song on my phone, but you know, but now it's your turn.
See, because I don't download a whole lot of music to my phone. I listen to Spotify, so I stream it. But I do.
God, here we go with the generational.
I know
thing
it's
again.
It is a thing.
Don't own any music.
I do own. That's not true. For the artists that I love the most, like my favorite band, The Wonder Years. Every time they come out with an album, I go and buy it because I know that the streaming revenue that they get off of Spotify, Apple Music, all of those things is minuscule to the amount of times that I'm actually going to listen to it. I need to go and buy it. So I do go out and purchase CDs still. It's harder and harder to find places to play those CDs, but my laptop doesn't even have
a
CD.
Hey, Grandpa,
port.
Even I don't have CDs anymore. I download things and own them.
Okay, that's fair. But I go and buy
the
record.
The Wonder Years, not to be confused with the Wonders, who do
correct.
That thing you do.
Correct.
From the Tom Hanks movie.
Correct.
Did you see
the
that one?
I have not seen
the one hit wonder movie. It's really good. Put that on your list.
All right. And Brian always catches me up because Brian has these 80s and 90s references that just go right over my head since I was a wee young lad in the 90s. I will admit to having an Ariana Grande playlist on my Spotify that I do listen to from time to time. My fiance is a big Ariana Grande fan, and she has converted me. So I can jam out to pretty much any Ariana Grande song because I hear it enough that I've become a fan. I have become a fan.
Well, I tell you, I feel a lot less guilty about having one Kelly Clarkson song now, on my phone. But sometimes you just need to put on Since You've Been Gone and put it up to 11.
There you go.
And you're a drummer. I like that one, especially for the drums.
There's a cover of that song by a band that I really like that does an excellent job with it, but it's more of a...
The Wonders?
No. It's a hard rock version of Since You've Been Gone, and I do like the drumming in that one.
See, I would like to hear that because I do like, you know, some people don't like remakes. I don't like remakes so much as reimagining something. And, like Don Henley's Boys of Summer was redone by, now those senior moments are coming up. It was redone a couple of years back and, you know, did a very nice job. And I would listen to that one.
The Ataris redid the Boys of Summer.
Ataris, thank you. Yes. We are going to be talking to Angela Lang coming up in our next segment here about Black leaders organizing communities, talking about, you know, the work that they're doing in Milwaukee. We'll talk a bit about the race for governor and what people around the state need to know about organizing their friends and neighbors to, you know, cast an informed vote. But I couldn't help but note this morning, because I am an early riser, that it was a little darker than I would have liked, and came to appreciate that the sun is no longer rising before 6 a.m. and will not rise before 6 a.m. again. I had to look up the date here, April 28th of next year.
Oh, that hurts. That hurts so much.
It does. It really does. Because I'm the one every year that when people complain in the spring about daylight saving time, I remind them that if we didn't have that, you know, it's not that the sun would be coming up before 6. The sun would be coming up before 5. If we didn't, you know, move those clocks ahead. So I'm rather happy with the way that the clock is set up right now. I would keep daylight saving time for good if, you know, because again, at this latitude, who needs the sun to be directly above you at noon? And by the way, I'm sorry, I offended the three of you who still use a sundial, you know, and maybe even have the sundial watch like Fred Flintstone, you know, used to have. And if you did, I'm sorry, but nobody else needs the sun to be directly overhead at noon. So we can move that ahead. The problem is we're a country that, stretches quite a bit north to south. And, you know, in the southern part of the country, they don't need that. Again, from, you know, living on an island for a time down at that latitude, It really doesn't matter at all. Sunrise and sunset are almost always 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. with just, you know, very little variance from that. You know, contrast that with, you know, living at the poles where you might actually you have some 24-hour days and some 24-hour nights. So it'd be great if you could, if we could like split the country along, say, the Mason-Dixon line or something, and say, you know, below this, you guys don't have to do daylight saving time, but above it, you know, we need to keep that. But if only there were some way to keep that 6 a.m. sunrise or pre 6 a.m. sunrise just a little bit longer, you know, make summer last just a little bit longer, because when that sunset happens at about 4 p.m, oh, that's just sad, man.
It is. And that is one of those things. And my biggest pet peeve is people are like, oh, I love summer, the days are getting longer. And I'm like, no, the days are getting shorter once summer's officially here. and mornings like this morning are tough to realize that all of a sudden you don't get that pre 6 a.m. sunrise.
Yeah. Look, I mean, it's theater seasons. We know how this rolls. We do the best we can. We appreciate what we have. And so that was my moment of appreciation for a nice early sunrise. But hey, we just move on to other seasons, other phases. It's still election season. Angela Lang knows that pretty well from Block. We'll talk to her about Black leaders organizing communities when we come back. You're up north.